Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Talks with Her. It is your girl, L'Oreal. Sometimes I go by L. I definitely changed my Instagram page, so you can follow me at L'Oreal Fari. Anyway, I had a recording not too long ago, but then I got a phone call from my mother. And, first off, let me start off by saying this. I woke up late, and yesterday the kids didn't have any school. So that Wednesday really messed me up. I woke up late. I overslept. Didn't even expect it to do that. But I guess I was tired. Because usually I wake up on time. My body wakes up. I don't need an alarm clock. But today, it was just like, bitch, you tired. You going to sleep. And I woke up late. And then I went into my daughter's room. And I'm like, you know, get yourself together. I pulled out her clothes. But then I was just like, you know what? It's late. By the time I get on that side, it's going to be extremely late. So I'm just not beating myself up about it. This is her first day missing school. She doesn't miss school like that. These holidays, it's ridiculous because Monday they're off again, which is crazy to me. But whatever. So I'm not going to stress myself out. She'll be there tomorrow. Because she's going to stay on that side. A lot has happened last year. Me moving and making these drastic changes. Getting pregnant. Well, getting married. Getting pregnant. Especially, it's exactly in that order, I meant to say. But anyway, my mom calls. And, mind you, I was already in my head about it. Because I didn't want her to miss school. Or whatever. But I hate when you tell somebody and then they just come back with something you just don't want to hear. Like, you're already beating yourself up about it. I don't need you to add on. So, yeah, she kind of just irked my nerves. And I hung up the phone. Like, I didn't hang up. I said, I'll call you back. So, my new thing now is when I feel like a mood is going to come over me, and I'm on the phone with somebody or I'm around somebody, I'm going to simply remove myself. That's what I'm going to start doing. Because we have control over that. We have control over our emotions and allowing certain things to happen. So now, when I feel that I'm going to be going to a certain place, a mood that I don't want to be in, then I'm just going to remove myself. That's it. And if people feel like that's rude, then I really could give two shits. Okay? I don't care. Like, if you're talking about something I don't want to hear about, I'm going to simply walk away. I'm going to remove myself from, if it's a group talk or whatever, I'm around people and it's in a, you know, a setting, a social setting, I will simply walk right the fuck away. In mid-sentence while you're talking, I will walk away. Because I have control over how the way I want to feel. So now, this is going to be my new thing. Fuck what you're feeling. You're not going to dump that on me. No, it's not going to happen. Because a lot of people do that. They feel a ways already and they transfer their energy to you. I believe in that and I'm not having it. I've had it done some plenty of times where people's energy is transferred to me because they feel fucked up or they got something going on with them. So they want to transfer it over. No, return back to fucking sender. You could keep that shit. I'm not dealing with it. I'm not dealing with it. And neither should you. Okay? Remove yourself. Close your ears. Walk away. Hang up the phone. Do whatever the fuck you need to do to protect your energy and to protect yourself. Because people do this all fucking day. Okay? Anyway. What I wanted to talk about today. Well, this morning. Good morning again, guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday. You're here. You already have so many things to be thankful for. Your eyes are open, you are alive, and you are well. Okay? So, let's get into it. When you don't trust someone, I often ask people, what should you do? And a lot of people will say, I will learn how to trust this person. No, 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 no. Or when someone does something to you. The forgiveness. That's going to be another episode. But the trust thing. I don't understand people that stay with people that they don't trust. It really, I just don't know. Like, if I don't trust you, I'm not going to be with you. I don't care how much I like you. Because you can have feelings for somebody, right? But you just don't trust their ass. It's like, you know, I like you, but you'd be perfect if I could trust you. And shit like that happens. Guess what? I'm not going to stay with you. If I have to go through your phone, if I have to go through your emails, if I have to go through your Instagram, if I have to go through your Facebook or any social media, I don't trust you. Why would I put myself into that and waste my energy into looking into all of your shit? For what? I'm just not going to be with you. When it comes to that point of you feeling like, oh, I need to search and I need to look and I need to see what's going on, that's too much for me. And that would definitely take up too much of my motherfucking time. Time that I don't need to be wasting on looking into your shit. Or going through your posts. Or going through your comments. I'm not doing that. Because guess what? You're an adult. You know you're in a relationship. You should know the things that you should not be doing. Simple. Simple. You should know what you should not be doing. You should know how to respond to people when needed. I'm sorry guys, because I'm laughing and smiling quietly or whatever. I should not have to tell you what you need to be doing. You're in a relationship, so obviously you should know what you should be doing. And I'm not a babysitter. You're not supposed to babysit somebody in a relationship. The only people I'm babysitting or watching over are kids. And it's my kids. You're not my child. So I'm not going to sit up here and look through your call log. And I don't understand why people do that. Why are you staying with this person? Why are you staying with this person? Why are you draining yourself and doing these things? I do not understand. So I hate when people talk about their relationship. I have no judgment here. But damn, like, you don't trust this person. So maybe you should just walk the fuck away. The door's open. Nobody's holding you there. Nobody has a gun to your head telling you, yo, you better. From as far as I know, I'm not seeing that. You are willingly staying there. So you like doing this. I can't do it. When you have to do those things, you do not trust this person. No, it's not that I don't trust you. I don't trust other people. What other people got to do with you in that relationship? They're not in a relationship with you. Fuck those other people. They have nothing to do with you and the person you're with. You can't control people and their comments, people. You can't control people and their actions. The only person that has control over situations is the person that's in it themselves and how they will respond. That's it. Your trust falls into the person that you are with, not with other people. Let me repeat that. Your trust falls on the person you are with, not on other people outside of you two. If I hear one more fucking person say, oh, I gotta go, I'm going through his Facebook and I just can't. Why are you with him? Why are you with him? Girl, why are you with him? Man, why are you with her? You gotta do all that? That's a waste of energy. You know you could be doing something else with that energy? Like making shit happen? Making some money? Doing something worth your while? So, I will say this. If you have to go through somebody's things, you don't trust them. And you need to sit down and have a talk with yourself. Not even with the person, because this is all on you. You don't trust them. Have a talk with yourself. Is this really what you want to be doing for the rest of your life or for the days to come? Wasting your energy looking through all of their things. Going through all of their social media. Going through all their text messages. Is this something that you want to do? This is how you want to live your life? Then so be it. Fuck it. I don't care. But I'm just, what do I know? I'm just trying to give, just share what I know and experiences I've been in. If you don't trust a person, then you need to walk away. Simple. Simple. Walk away. But thank you so much for tuning in to Talks with Her. It is your girl, L'Oreal. You can follow me on Instagram, L'Oreal Fari. And you can also follow my design page that's there as well. Follow. I have some pretty dope shit. Thank you. and reasonable too. Yeah, I'm a mom of two. Still learning, working it out. Okay? On this journey we call life and sharing my experiences. And I do not give advice. I've said this plenty of times. I don't give advice. I share experiences. I share my thoughts. And yeah, that's it. It's Thursday. Have a good day. For all you parents that made it to drop your children off today, I give you a hand clap for that. Because me, it just didn't happen today for me. But she'll be there tomorrow. And that's just what the hell it is. Whatever. I could have stressed myself out today. Especially not over that. So, I'll say this. If nobody's told you as of yet, it's 9:02. Somebody should have told you. I love you, I like you, and I like you. Words of Ajna. Follow her on Instagram. She's amazing. I love her. Yeah. You don't trust? Leave. Don't waste your energy. Put your energy into things worth your time. Trust me. You do not want to waste your time. Okay? You only get one life to live. You have to make it your best life. Always keep that in mind. But thank you so much for tuning in. And the next topic that I will be talking about is forgiveness. I'll start ending my episodes now with whatever topic I'm going to talk about next, and that's forgiveness and losing trust, which would kind of be a continuation to this, just continuing this conversation or whatever. But yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate all that listen. I don't care if it's just one person that listens. I just want to reach a soul. I just want to help a soul, help somebody, anybody, everybody. This is why I share. So, I will not be back on maybe until next week. I think I've done enough episodes for the week. I think I did 3 this week, which is good. I think I did 3, but I think I'm just gonna probably have to cut that down, guys. I'm busy. I'm busy. I have things to do. I have other things to do. So, I think I'll probably do it 3 times a month. Should I do it more? I'll figure it out, but it's definitely not going to be 3 times a week, okay? Yeah, I did 3 episodes, I think, this week. Definitely not going to be 3 times, so I'm going to work it out, and then I'll let y'all know when I'll be back on, and so forth. But enjoy your Thursday. Be safe. Be safe. Be love. Be thankful. You have so many things to be thankful for right now in this moment. Take a moment just to say thank you. Doesn't take that much time. Peace.